Special testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek churches. Practical godliness. Selections from a testimony to the Oakland Church, found in testimony number 33. Dear brethren and sisters at Oakland, my mind is drawn out to write to you. Again and again I find myself talking to you in my dreams, and in every case you are in trouble. But whatever comes, let it not enfeeble your moral courage, and cause your religion to degenerate into a heartless form. The loving Jesus is ready to bless abundantly, but we need to obtain an experience in faith, in earnest prayer, and in rejoicing in the love of God. Shall any of us be weighed in the balances and be found wanting? We must watch ourselves, watch the least unholy promptings of our nature, lest we become traitors to the high responsibilities God has bestowed upon us as His human agencies. We must study the warnings and corrections He has given His people in past ages. We do not lack light. We know what works we should avoid, and what requirements He has given us to observe. So if we do not seek to know and do that which is right, it is because wrongdoing suits the carnal heart better than right doing. There will always be faithless ones, who wait to be carried forward by the faith of others. They have not an experimental knowledge of the truth, and consequently have not felt its sanctifying power on their own souls. It should be the work of every member of the church, quietly and diligently to search his own heart, and see if his life and character are in harmony with God's great standard of righteousness.